Okay, this is Hilchos Tumas Ochlin in the Rambam. And obviously the name of the section speaks for itself. Now, we've dealt already in Shaar Avos HaTumah with a lot of the overall halachas relating to food and drink. We haven't actually gotten to the specifics, like which foods, for example, does Tumah apply to. So, Mitzvah Aseh Achas is one positive commandment, but he did Tumas Ochlin and Mashkin. So this is basically what the mitzvah is, the halachas relating to Tumah that's related to foods, drinks, and what makes them fit to be able to receive tumah. Okay, paragavalach aleph kol ochel hamiyuchal lemachal adam. Okay, so any food that is specifically designated for human consumption, kagon lechem basar v'nam mezesim, like meat, bread, grapes, and olives, zuchiyotze behen, mekabel tumah, is capable of receiving tumah. V'chol she'ein hamiyuchal lemachal adam, anything that is not designated for specifically the consumption by people, hari ze tor, that is considered tor, v'ein mekabel tumah. And it cannot acquire tumah. But of course, if someone repurposed that item for human consumption, then it can receive tumah. And neither one can receive tumah. So it has to always be have some receiving of liquid, meaning it has to be moist from one of these seven liquids that imparts tumah, which we've seen previously. So we've seen this word heksher before. Many times the Rambam refers to the food having heksher for tumah. That's what it means. Shemar b'chiyutan mayim al zera. Halacha beis. Ve'ilohein hashiva mashin shemakshinus ochlin tumah. So these are the seven liquids that are able to produce the status of tumah in food. Hamayim v'atal, so water and dew. V'ashem and oil. V'ayayin wine. V'acholav milk. V'adam blood. V'advash honey. Ve'no makshirin ad sheyiplu al ochlin b'ratzon habayam. Now they only make foods now become susceptible to tumah when they fall on foods through the intent of the owners. Lo yus ruchin, right? But it can't be where what do you call it, where they are like disgusting. If the liquid is disgusting, it does not impart, it does not cause the food to be receiving a tumah. Now, once the food though does become susceptible to tumah, even when it dries off in that liquid, rehun nagav, and let's say it's all dry, nonetheless, it is still able to receive tumah. Let's say a food is soaked in a fruit juice, kagan may tutim, rimonim, like for instance, strawberry juice. Even though it is definitely what do you call it, moist from these liquids, vinagaba zav, right? And let's say a zav who's tame touches it, or basar mace, or let's say the flesh of a dead body, hari hutar. Why? Because the food itself was not, so to speak, susceptible to tumah through one of the seven liquids. There's only these seven liquids that are able to go ahead and allow this item to now be susceptible to tumah. Aval shar may peros, but other fruit juices, kederach she'im makshirin kachim mekabel tumah klal. Just like they're not able to take food and make them roi susceptible to tumah, so too they themselves do not acquire tumah at all. Shlish, right? So let's say you have olives or grapes that have not grown about a third. All right, so they're still in an immature state. Mashkan, so any juices that come out, inam machshirin, so they do not make that which is tameh become susceptible. Food, they don't make food susceptible to tumah. Lo makablin tumah, they don't receive tumah. Elaharein kishar meperah, so like other fruit juices, shahin tahorim la'olam, that they always are considered tahor. Lachavav eil dvarim she'inam makablin tumah, avish shebeni adam ochonosan. Why? So these are certain things that do receive tumah, even though people don't normally eat them. If she'inam nechal la'naskufan. Because they're not eaten for, let's say, the benefit of the body, elimination knows in tam machalos, because they're basically spices. For instance, they impart a flavor to foods, obnei reach, because of the smell or mar, because of their appearance. So, for example, Elohim, hakoshet, v'achamas, roshe, besamim, v'atea, v'achiltis, v'apupulin, v'achalos, kriya, v'chen, kleos, v'hen. So some of the examples are ginger, some type of root, pepper, etc. All these types of things, what do you call it, do not makabel tumah, even though they are consumed. So this is referring to dill. So dill is something that, since it is eaten, like other vegetables in the field, but if it's thought upon to be used for a cooked dish, then it does not acquire tumah or impart it. But once the dill has given flavor to a cooked dish, then it's considered like what it called like a discarded product, being a mistamet tumas ochlin, and it does not impart tumas ochlin. Right. So let's say I take dates or figs and I put them in a cooked dish for to function as spices. Tumas Oakland. They're still able to go ahead and impart Tumas Oakland. Ach Yivsidu Melech Adam until a person will no longer eat them. Alakadesa Kashinim. So when it comes to that vetch, that's that thing that animals mostly eat. Heim im yachdal macha adam. If I redesignate it for human consumption, mistamin Tumas Oakland. So then Tumas Oakland would apply. Alachira kor. So those are hearts of palm. Harihu eats lechol davar. It's considered like wood in every way. Vim shalko. And if you cook them in water, v'tagno or fry them, mistamin Tumas Oakland. Then the halachas of Tumas Oakland would apply. Alachirav harchatsan v'azagin. So these are grape seeds and other parts of grapes. Apisha kinsan leOakland. Even though I collected them because I want to serve them as food. Ina mistamin Tumas Oakland. They did not go ahead and have contract any sort of tumah at all. Lachibei zisim v'anavim hakashim. So we have hard grapes and olives. Shenifratzim v'yotzim mitachas akara b'shas adricha. They kind of squeeze out from underneath the beam during pressing. Ainim akama tumah. They're not required tumah. Bakama until up to what amount? Ad arba kavim l'chol kor. So four kor, four kavim for each kor amount. Hayah hanifratz yeser mizeh. If what is coming out is more, makama tumah. Then it receives tumah. Vim konsam l'Oakland. But if he gathered it to eat, I'll be shahin pachas merba of kabin. Even if they're less than a four kab, the kabin tuma, nonetheless, they still acquire tuma. Alok yigimo, kafnios vapagin vaboser vaketzach. These are different types of fruits that are in their stages, but they're all underdeveloped. For instance, dates or other types. Harinka Oakland, they're considered like food in the kabin tuma, and therefore they can receive tuma. Alok yidal lulave zradim v'chruvin v'shel arel. Right. So these are, for instance, leaves that are budding from branches or carob. Some type of pepperweed, vale halof, which is also like a type of onion. Ainam a kabbalist tuma ad shi yis mataku. So they do not require tuma until basically it becomes sweeter, because they're not normally consumed that way. Lakdezaz a chardal va turmesin. So these are mustard seeds and types of beans, a shark kohan nechbushin, any other things that are pickled. Mitam and Tumas Oakland, they do acquire Tumas Oakland, bain me shehim tiko, bain ashlam tiko. It doesn't matter if they got sweet or not, they're still susceptible to tuma. Right, so when olives are pickled with their leaves, the leaves are not required tumma. Because they're not being pickled to be eaten, rather they're doing that just for the sake of how it looks. So these are the like hairs that come off zucchinis, as well as the flowers that are associated with them. They don't require tumma because they're not considered to be food. So when honey is still in the beehive, then it is able to impart, acquire tumah even without any type of intent at all. I mean, if I don't think of it as food. Rada dvash, right? So let's say the honey starts getting removed. So once the, I start taking out the honey and the honeycombs themselves break, then there is tumah. Dvash hazav mikavaraso, mistamah tumas mashkin. So what do you call it? Any dvash that's flowing out from the beehive does receive it. Receive tumah chashav of Oakland, mistamah tumas Oakland. Right. So if it's dripping out, then it's considered like liquid tumah, liquids that acquire tumah. But if I consider it as food when it's dripping out, then it acquires tumas Oakland. And as we've seen before, there's a difference between tumas Oakland and tumas mashkin. Halach yates hashem and akarosh. So this is oil that's congealed in ochav lo mashkin. It's not considered food nor drink. Chashav kishu karosh bein ochav bein mashkin but lo vaita. So if a person thinks of it, while it's in the congealed state as either food or drink, it's not considered to be worth anything. V'chein adam shekarash, so to blood that's congealed, in ochav lo mashke, it's not considered food or drink. Chashal of the Oakland, if you thought about it to be food, mistamet tumas Oakland, it does not acquire tumas Oakland. Chashal of the mashkin, but lo daita. But if you think of it as a liquid, it doesn't mean anything. L'chachav, chalav shekarash, what do you call it? So milk that's congealed, lo ochav lo mashke, it's not considered food or drink. Chashal of the Oakland, but if you think of it as eating, mistamet tumas Oakland, then it does acquire tumas Oakland. However, lamashkin is a drink, but ladaito, it doesn't mean anything. Lachavalav dvash tmarim, so this is date honey. Lo ochav lo mashke, it's not considered food or drink. Chashlav lo Oakland, if I think of it as food, mistamet tumas Oakland, it does be susceptible to tuma for food. Lamashkin, but ladaito, but if he thinks of it as liquid, it doesn't mean anything. Usharal kol meperos, other fruit juices, kul lo ochav lo mashke, not considered food or drink. Chashlav bein lo ochav lo mashkin, if you thought of it as food or drink, but ladaito, it doesn't mean anything. Lachabez, Hashelag in Okolomashka. So snow is neither considered food or drink. Chashal the Oakland Batladaito, if he thinks of it as food, it doesn't mean anything. The Mashkin is Tamatum Mashkin. If he thinks of it as a drink, then it does acquire Tuma. Nitzma Miksaso, Lunit Makulo. If a little bit becomes Tama and not, the rest of it does not. Hadir Agabe Klecheres, if he brought it over, if the snow was passed over an earthenware container, Hatame, that's Tame, Nitzma Kulo, then all the snow becomes Tame. Halach of Gimel, Ha Chalav Shevichal, Shechish of Love. So let's say milk that is still inside the, what do you call it? The teats of the animal. butla, that he thinks of it as a drink, butla daito, it doesn't mean anything, very utara, it's still tara. Chashav ala chalav Shev Akiva, but if it's the milk, let's say it's congealed, that's in the stomach of the animal, then a raisin is tamat tumas ochan. That's actually considered tumas, susceptible to tumma now as a fruit. So in grapes, after they step all over the grapes to press them, and they do it after they finish a crisscross style of pressing them, then they're considered liquids that acquire tuma. Right. So let's say there are whole grapes that are left behind. Osan gargren mistamen tumasochan. Those whole grapes are susceptible to tuma. So too when it comes to olives. Mishi yatum, once they're what do you call loaded onto the olive press itself, mistama tumas mashkin, then at that point, tumas mashkin applies. Nishtar behen grogro shleimen, if there are whole olives that are left, mistama tumas oakland, those are considered susceptible to tuma, food tuma. Finally, lachafe ha orla, so that we know, which is produce that's defined as orla, vikilai karam, also mixed things of plants that grew together, vishor niskal. A shore that is designated to be killed, shenishchat, that was slaughtered, the egla rufa, bein shenishchat, bein shenerfa, and the egla rufa, that's the animal that's going to have its neck broken for the murder case, whether it's shechted or at the time where its neck is broken, the tzipurim mitzora, the birds associated with tzoras, petar chomor, that is the firstborn of the donkey, ubasar b'chalov, milk and meat, ubasar paraduma, the meat of the paraduma, pigol, which is, if I had the wrong intent when shechting a korban, for instance, vandosar, leftover korban, afisha kol ilu asur manah. So even though all these food items I'm not allowed to benefit from at all, still kulam istamin tumas ochlin, the din of tumas ochlin does apply. That ends Perek Aleph, and we will continue with Perek Beis next time.